感谢天父真神带领，我们神心班的工作即将要完成。
And thanks for the guidance of our Heavenly Father that we're about to complete our theological training.
在这个最后的时刻哈，我们要来守圣餐礼。
And with this time, we will be partaking the Holy Communion.
我们请看哥林多前书十一章。
And let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
二十三节开始。
Starting from verse 23.
这里是保罗提到他之前已经把圣餐的道理呢告诉了哥林多教会的信徒。
And so this is what Paul talks about, that he has talked about the truth of Holy Communion to the members of Church of Corinth.
这是他直接从主耶稣所领受的。
And this is directly he received from the Lord.
所以他的教导有他的权威。
And so his teachings have its authorities.
因为是主向他启示的。
The Lord has revealed to him.
我们圣餐礼的目的呢，在二十四节开始看。
The purpose of Holy Communion we could read from verse 24.
主耶稣他拿起饼来祝谢，擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
Lord Jesus Christ took the bread and broke it, and when he had given thanks and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Through this in remembrance of me."
我们圣餐的目的就是要来纪念主耶稣，打破他的身体，为我们受苦受死。
The purpose of Holy Communion is to remember Jesus, that he has broke his body and he died and suffered for us.
第二个目的。
The second purpose.
二十五节。
25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
这是要纪念主耶稣钉十字架，流出宝血。
This is to remember Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed the precious blood.
用他的血跟我们立了一个新的约。
With this blood, he has set a new covenant with us.
旧约是用牛羊的血来立约。
In the Old Testament, the covenant is made from cattle and sheep.
新约是以主耶稣的血来立约。
The new covenant is by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们来领受这个圣杯的时候，就是纪念我们跟主所立的约并没有废掉，我们要一直的持守。
So when we take this,Holy Cup is to remember that this covenant that we have made with Lord Jesus Christ was not abolished, and we have to continue to preserve it.
我们要永远保守在神的爱中。
We have to eternally preserve in the love of the Lord.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
领受圣餐，我们要不断地一直仰望，仰望永生的天国。
To partake the Holy Communion, we have to continue hoping and looking up to the eternal heaven.
我们有这个盼望呢，可以让我们来胜过世上任何的苦难。
When we have this hope, it can overcome all obstacles and afflictions in life.
我们可以舍弃一切为了要来得着永生的天国。
We can forsake everything in order to gain this eternal heaven.
不管世界如何的变化。
Doesn't matter how the world is changing.
有很多人事都会变化。
And many human resources are changing.
但是我们对主的盼望我们对天国永生的盼望呢是永不改变的。
But our hope for the Lord and our hope for eternal heaven will never change.
我们再来看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音六章，我们请看五十三节。
John chapter 6 verse 53.
五十三节。
53.
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血。” 就没有生命在你们里面。
Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I said to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
54节。吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
55节。
55.
我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
56节。
56.
吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
57节。
57.
永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。
As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me.
领受圣餐就是要领受主的生命。
To receive the Holy Communion is to receive the life of the Lord.
从现在开始到永恒的天国。
From now on to eternal heaven.
我们领受圣餐，领受主的生命，我们能够活出他的形象。
When we receive the Holy Communion, receive the life of Jesus, we can live in His image.
在这个世上能够来荣耀神。
On this world, we can glorify Him.
有一天我们肉体归土。
One day, our flesh will be going back to the dust.
末日主耶稣再来的时候。
At the end days, when Jesus comes again,
我们要复活。
We will resurrect.
在永恒的天国，我们与主一起活着。
In eternal heaven, we will dwell with the Lord forever.
我们在他里面，他也在我们里面。
We are inside of him, and he's inside of us.
所以圣餐就是要领受主的生命。
So Holy Communion is to partake the life of Jesus.
耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，拨开说：“这是我的身体。”
Lord Jesus took the bread, broke it, and blessed it, and said, "This is my body."
他手上拿的还是那个无效饼。
And so this is the unleavened bread that he holds in his hand.
是祝谢后的无效饼。
This is the unleavened bread after being blessed.
主耶稣说：“这是我的身体。”
Jesus said that this is my life.
那就是他的身体。
And that is his life.
因为这是主的应许。
Because this is the promise of the Lord.
他的话亲自来成全。
His word will personally revealed.
有圣灵运行在我们中间。
And this Holy Spirit moving among us.
也在我们祝谢的饼跟杯。
Also in the bread and cup that we blessed.
主的应许加上圣灵的运行。
The promise of the Lord plus the promise of the Holy Spirit.
使他在灵里成为主的肉，主的血。
Spiritually, it will transform into the flesh and blood of Christ.
我们遵行真理，真理也会为我们做见证。
When we obey the truth, truth will also testify on our behalf.
加上我们有分辨的这个信心。
And also we have the faith of distinction.
这个圣餐的领受就成全了。
And so the partaking of the Holy Communion will be fulfilled.
为什么我们能够相信？
And why can we believe this?
因为主亲自的应许。
Because the Lord personally has promised.
真理为我们做见证。
The truth will testify on our behalf.
圣灵运行在我们当中。
Holy Spirit will be moving among us.
在我们所祝谢的饼跟杯。
This is the bread and cup that we have blessed.
我们要以信心来把它分别来看待。
And we have to separate it and distinguish it through faith.
祝谢前、祝谢后已经不一样。
So before being blessed and after blessing is different.
我们有这样一个分辨的信心来领受，对我们才能够造就。
So we have to have this faith to distinguish it in order for us to have faith.
我们领受圣餐应该用感恩的心。
And so when we partake the Holy Communion, we have to have a heart of thanksgiving.
在这个地方一个星期，在这里真好。
And so one week here is truly wonderful.
但是呢，我们已经上山取木料了。
And so now we went onto the mountain top and brought the wood.
我们要把这些木料呢，都带回我们的教会去建造。
We need to bring the wood back to our church and to rebuild.
我们请看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
二十二节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
希伯来书十二章二十二节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使。二十三节。
23.
有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂。24节。
24。
并新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的血。我们再看28节。
And let's read verse 28.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。这段话是谈到我们得到一个不震动的国。
And these words is talking about that we have received a city that cannot be shaken.
这是为我们存留在天上的。
And this is being preserved for us in heaven.
我们何德何能能够被主来拣选。
And so, what have we done in order for us to be chosen by God?
我们应该要感恩的心来侍奉他。
And we have to serve Him with a heart of thanksgiving.
我们看哥林多前书十五章。
And let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥林多前书十五章九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9.
我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。第十节。
Verse 10.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。保罗就是一直用感恩的心在侍奉。
And Paul constantly uses a heart of thanksgiving to serve God.
这个短短的两个经节，他谈到神的恩，谈了三次。
In these short two verses, it talks about the grace of God three times.
所以他一直怀着感恩的心在侍奉神。
He always carries a heart of thanksgiving when serving the Lord.
他说他是使，他说他是使徒中最小的。
He says that he is the youngest among all the apostles.
因为他以前逼迫神的教会。
Because he used to persecute the church of God.
所以他觉得自己根本不配成为使徒。
He feels that he is not worthy to become an apostle.
这个不是说使徒他们有在比大比小。
And it's not that they are making comparison who's great or who's least.
而是保罗他一想起以前是逼迫神的教会。
He remembers that he used to persecute the church of God.
但是主耶稣拣选他。
And Lord Jesus Christ have chosen.
蒙神的恩才成的。
And through the grace that he was able to do this.
拣选他以后呢，又让他成为外邦的使徒。
And after choosing him, he became the apostle for the Gentiles.
这个感恩的心会让我们自觉不配。
This heart of thanksgiving, we will feel that we're unworthy to have this.
白白得到的恩典。
And we freely gain this grace.
我们不能认为理所当然。
We cannot feel that this is something that's definite.
按照罪的权势来辖制这个世界，我们很自然的结果呢，就是奔向灭亡。
According to the authority of the sin that has suppressing this world, the natural ending will be that we will perish.
因为罪的工价就是死。
Because the consequences of sin will be death.
但是主耶稣他进入人类的历史。
But Jesus entered into the history of men.
把我们从灭亡的状态救出来。
From the state of being perished, he has saved us.
使我们不是灭亡了。
So that we will not perish.
所以他觉得不配。
And so he feels that he's not worthy.
因为这是白白得到的。
Because he would receive this freely.
我们应该常常怀着一种不配的感觉。
So we should always have a heart that we are not worthy to receive this.
我们就会更加珍惜。
Then we would treasure it even more.
我们不是骄傲傲慢，认为说这一切是理所当然。
We should not be proud and feel that all this should be something that's natural.
假如我们有一直感觉不配的心。
So we should have a heart that's unworthy of all of this.
这就是我们成，就是我们能够珍惜这个。这个宝贵的职分。
And so that's why we could treasure and cherish this very precious status.
这是无条件的领到我们身上。
And so this is with something that's without condition is coming onto our body.
这是主耶稣主动的爱。
This is the most active love of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看到全世界各地的教会。
And we see the churches throughout the whole entire world.
教会的负责人呢，要受到很大的冲击跟挑战。
So the board members of the church will face unprecedented impact and attack.
因为我们发现现代的信徒大家都太聪明了。
We realize that now the member nowadays they are everyone is too smart.
特别是在民主自由的地区。
Especially in a democratic society.
每个人的自主性都非常的高。
Everyone is the individualism is very high.
如果自主性高变成是自大自高，那就很不好了。
If you perceive individualism as something that you will see as proud or boast of,
在教会里面会增加很多侍奉人员的困难。
You would cause much conflict and difficulties for the workers that serving in church.
所以其实在很多地方要找负责人已经不容易。
So actually, many places it's hard to find any board members.
除非真的是被主耶稣的爱给感动。
Unless you're moved by the love of Lord Jesus Christ.
谁能够来担任这个工作呢？
Who can really take over this job?
虽然我们不是都是当负责人的。
Although we all of us are not all board members.
但是我们在各项的事工上也相当程度的呢，我们要负很大的责任。
In all aspects of the different holy work, we have to be a little bit responsible as well.
如果我们认为这是理所当然的，我们不会感恩呢。
If we feel that this is something natural and free, then we would not give thanks.
如果我们认为这是理所当然的，我们可以用自己的权利去拒绝。
If we feel that something like this is very natural, we could use our own power to refuse it.
但是这主耶稣钉十字架是他自愿的，他遵守神的诫，遵行天父的旨意。
But Jesus nailed on the cross was something that he was willing to do. He abides in God's will.
上山是装备，下山就要承担。
To go on the mountain is to equip. To leave the mountain and go down the mountain is to carry this burden.
我们可以做的，不要拒绝。
Whatever that we can do, let's not refuse it.
众人认定的，我们接受。
Whatever people think is right, then we should receive it.
我们用感恩的心来侍奉。
We will serve with a heart of thanksgiving.
因为本来我们是不配的。
Because we used to be not worthy of this.
第十节。
Verse 10.
他说我今日成了何等人呢？
He says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am.
蒙神的恩才成的。
And this is through the grace of God.
他成为使徒。
And he's an apostle.
这是一个宝贵的职分。
This is a very precious job.
被拣选是一个很大的恩典。
To be chosen, this is a great grace.
被附托也是一个很大的福气。
To be entrusted, this is a great blessing.
所以他有这个真尊贵的职分呢，他也不夸口。
So he has this noble duty, but he does not boast himself.
他敬重这个职分。
He see this duty as something that's very respectful.
他一直用感恩的心要来侍奉。
He uses a heart of thanksgiving while serving God.
而且他说，他所赐给我的恩呢，不是徒然的。
He says that the grace that was given towards me is not in vain.
他不愿意徒受恩典。
He does not want to freely receive any grace.
主给他的恩典呢，不是空空的，没有用的。
The grace that God has given him is not in vain or empty.
他善用这个恩赐。
He knows how to properly utilize this gift.
他要尽量的发挥的恩赐来造就教会。
He wants to be able to utilize his skills and to edify the church.
那因为他珍惜，他也感恩。
Because he treasures it, and though therefore he's thankful.
他也觉得不配。
He feels like he's unworthy of this.
他要尽量的去帮助教会。
He wants to try his very best to help the church.
所以他说，他比众使徒格外劳苦。
So he feels that he's more burdened than among all the other apostles.
我们按照圣经的记载，的确他受了很多的苦。
So according to the teachings of the Bible, he labored much.
而且是很长时间的受苦。
This is a long span of time.
他所受的苦，可能有一些使徒啊，不一定会遇到的。
So some of the affliction that he has endured, all the other apostles have not.Came across.
那他能够感恩的心来侍奉，又能够受这么多的苦。
He could have a heart of thanksgiving to serve, and then at the same time he received much affliction.
他说这是神的恩帮助我。
He said that this is God's grace helping me.
我们被拣选就是很大的恩典了。
When we are being chosen, this is a great grace.
又被付托工作。
And then we're entrusted with assignments.
然后我们也为了这些工作可能会受一些苦。
For these jobs, we maybe suffer a little bit.
那保罗他都情愿来接受。
But Paul was willing to accept all of this.
这一切都是从一个感恩的心开始。
This is all from a heart of thanksgiving.
感恩的心会让我们更加谦卑。
The heart of thanksgiving will make us even more humble.
会让我们觉得不配。
Make us feel that we're unworthy.
让我们不敢徒受恩典。
Make us feel that we should not receive this grace in vain.
让我们愿意为主来受一些苦。
So that we're willing to suffer for the Lord.
这就是保罗侍奉的精神。
So this is the spirit of Paul's servitude.
我们回到我们自己的教会去。
When we return back to our own local church.
就是面对现实。
This is time to face reality.
还有很多工作等着我们要去帮忙。
There are much work waiting for us to offer our help.
我们在山上这七天呢，已经达到一个比先前来的高一点的一个灵性了。
On the mountain for 7 days will enable us to have a slightly higher spirituality than before.
我们这几天没有接触一般的世俗了。
We did not come in contact with any worldly matters.
专心在圣经里面，在灵里面祷告。
We're focused and very attentive to pray in the spirit.
也在团契中，大家彼此激励，互相扶持。
Through fellowship, we compel one another and encourage one another and support one another.
我们也分享了很多的属灵的经验。
We have shared many wonderful spiritual experiences.
我们下山的时候面对我们教会很多现实的问题。
When we descend on a mountain, we will face many realities of the church.
今天回去，明天回去，你马上就会感觉到那个高低的落差。
When you return back today or tomorrow, you'll feel the height difference of the height and elevation.
工作上还是依然有很多的困难。
So you still have much troubles in your work.
但是我们心里一定要存着感恩。
Our heart must be filled with the heart of thanksgiving.
来像保罗这样侍奉。
Just like Paul.
主耶稣的爱就是一直在支持我们的一个动力。
The love of Christ is a motivation that constantly supports us.
每一次一想到主的恩典，我们就有动力了。
When we think about the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, we are motivated.
我们愿意用这些话，大家彼此互相来勉励。
We are willing to use these words to encourage one another.
等到我们下次见面的时候，我们会有更多属灵的经验，跟喜乐可以来一起分享。
Until the next time when we meet again, we will have more spiritual experiences and things that we could share among each other.
求耶稣来坚固我们侍奉的双手。
May the Lord strengthen our hands of servitude.
那么我们现在要来祝谢这个圣饼。
Now we will bless this holy bread.
如果灵受圣餐是这样，我们还没有在真耶稣教会接受大水赦罪洗礼的。
And the ways of receiving the Holy Communion is if you have not received the water baptism in true church.
我们就暂且先不要领受。
Please refrain from partaking.
等到以后我们在主里。成为主名下的人，我们接受洗礼了，我们再跟众弟兄姐妹一起来领受。
Until later on, once you become baptized and a member, you could partake the Holy Communion with your fellow brothers and sisters.
那么，请大家跪在主的面前，我们来祝谢圣饼。
Let's kneel down in front of the Lord and bless His bread.
In the name
of Jesus Christ, we pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢、颂赞、赞美你的名。
Our merciful Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for your name.
你的慈爱永远长存。
Your mercifulness will last eternally.
你的公义普及天下。
Your righteousness spread out throughout the world.
你的信实存到万代。
Your faithfulness will last eternal.
你是我们生命的源头。
You are our source of life.
你是我们灵魂的父亲。
You are a soul of our life.
我们众人虔诚地跪在你的面前。
And so we sincerely kneel before you.
我们恭敬地把这
面粉调水做成的无酵饼高高的呈现在你的面前。
With reverence we have placed this flour and water and to make this bread and right now lay it in front of you.
我们恳求主耶稣基督听我们的祷告。
We ask Lord Jesus Christ to listen to our prayer.
按着你的应许。
According to your promise.
你的话就是灵。
Your words is the spirit.
必定让这无酵饼在灵里灵化成为你的圣体。
You can transform this unleavened bread into your holy spiritual body.
也借着圣灵运行在我们当中，也在这一块无酵饼上。
May the Holy Spirit move among us and onto this unleavened bread.
让我们众弟兄姐妹领受之后
，so that our fellow brothers and sisters after receiving this
都能够活出你的形象来。
We could truly live out your image.
使我们更加同心合意的来兴旺福音。
So in one accord that we could revive the gospel.
让我们的灵性啊，好像被磨碎、被火考验，能够一样的坚强。
And like our spirituality being crushed and be tested with fire, but is still strong.
也借着圣灵，如同水的调和，使我们众弟兄姐妹都能够同心合意。
And through Holy Spirit, just like the mixing of the water, so all the brothers and sisters.Can work in one accord.
也让我们弟兄姐妹来追求洁净圣洁，像这一块白白的无酵饼。
And also hoping that all of the brothers and sisters can pursue after cleanliness and holiness, just like this bread.
恳求主耶稣施恩赐福带领我们大家。
May the Lord Jesus bless and guide us all.
让我们所有参加成人神训的众弟兄姐妹回到自己的教会，能够发起热心来侍奉主。
So all of the brothers and sisters, after returning back to their local church, and we could be really revived and have the passion to work for the Lord.
能够用珍惜、谦卑、自觉不配的态度来侍奉。
And we could really use treasure and cherish an unworthy feeling and attitude while serving our God.
能够早日来完成主你所托付给我们的使命。
And so that one day we could really complete.The assignment that you have entrusted us.
我们这样恭敬的祈求，愿你垂听悦纳。
And we sincerely offer our petition to you, and may you really accept our supplication.
愿一切尊贵、颂赞、荣耀都归在你的名下。
May all the peace, joy, and holiness and blessing be unto your holy name.
从今直到永远。
From now to eternity.
哈利路亚。阿门。
哈利路亚，阿门。
我们要来一起唱诗76首。
Let's sing hymn 76.
我们请梁传道、黄传道来帮忙擘饼。
Let's ask Pastor Huang and Pastor Liang to break the bread.
重担从我心解脱落，在十字架我因信也明亮心平安，到如今我无事不欢乐。主恩主爱如此深重，又在何处报仇，为家身心陷于主前，一生是主不朽。在我主十字架，我看见主宝血，基督徒从我心解脱落，在十字架我已经也明亮心平安，到如今我不知不快乐。
我们请端饼的圣工人员出列，黄纯章弟兄。
And like to ask the brothers and sisters to come up to us to serve the bread, Brother Zhang Huang.
王明珠弟兄。
Brother Mingzhu Wang.
林开福弟兄。
And Brother Lin Kaifu.
陈执事娘。
Sister Gracie Chan.
王传道娘。
Sister Jen Ping Huang.
王淑珍姐妹。
Sister Xu Jen Chen.
我们继续唱诗七十七首。
And please continue to sing hymn 77.
我们。拿到的时候我们就自行默祷，可以领用。
And when you receive it, please pray in silence and partake.
是人所轻视，与我却是人生仁慈。生爱子主耶稣，以天堂其荣光，甘愿为世人钉死十字架。直到在主台前见主面，我一生要背负十字架，将来可换得荣誉冠冕。
好，我们要继续跪在主的面前来祝谢圣杯。
We will continue to kneel down in front of the Lord to bless this holy cup.
In the name
of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bless.
亲爱的主，我们又再次跪在你的面前。
And Our dearest Lord, we once again kneel in front of you.
我们要来祝谢圣杯。
We will consecrate this holy cup.
恳求你垂听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayer.
愿你亲自的成全。
May you personally fulfill.
凭着你的应许。
Through your promise.
真理的见证。
The testimony of the truth.
圣灵的运行。
The movement of the Holy Spirit.
让这物质的葡萄汁在灵里成为你的血。
Let this material grape juice in spirit will transform into your blood.
你用你的血与我们立了新的约。
With your blood, you have set a new covenant.
我们众弟兄姐妹在你的面前来信守这个承诺。
Our fellows and brothers and sisters in front of you, we will abide to this promise.
我们永远不背弃这个约。
We will never forsaken this covenant.
我们要持守到永远。
We will hold on eternally.
我们愿尽自己的义务来守你的诫命。
We will try our best to fulfill your commandments.
我们愿意尽仆人的本分来爱心热心侍奉你。
We will serve our duties as servants to and very heartily serve you.
我们也要努力的来传扬福音。
We will work very hard to preach the gospel.
求主来垂听我们的祷告。
May the Lord listen to our prayer.
让我们领用之后都能够有活泼的力量。
After we partake, so we can have a very lively hope.
使我们能够坚固我们所走的路。
We could strengthen the roads that we will tread on.
我们所做的工。
All the work that we will be doing.
让我们在各处多多设立福音真光的塔。
In all places, we will set out the tower of the gospel.
我们把福音的真光来传播到世界各地去。
And the true light of the gospel will be spread out throughout the whole world.
来引导黑暗中行路的人。
To guide the people that are still walking in the darkness.
求主耶稣赐给我们属灵的力量。
May the Lord Jesus gives us the spiritual strength.
让我们都能够活出你的形象。
So that we could live out your true image.
有柔和谦卑。
And that we are meek and humble.
慈悲怜悯。
And we have compassionate and mercifulness.
公义圣洁。
Righteousness and holiness.
求主垂听我们祷告。
May the Lord listen to our petition.
让我们所有弟兄姐妹回到自己的教会，能够有更属灵、有更多属灵的力量。
So that all the fellow brothers and sisters, once returning back to their local church, would have more spiritual strength.
也让我们心里的力量能够刚强起来。
And so that our inner strength in our hearts could be strengthened as well.
来应对世界罪恶潮流的冲击。
And to be facing the sinful waves that's attacking us.
使我们能够站立得稳。
And so that we could stand firm.
也能够来高举主的名。
So that we could hold high your name.
我们就要将一切颂赞荣耀都归在你的名下。
And may all the praise and glory be unto your holy name.
从今直到永远。
From now till eternity.
哈利路亚，阿门。
哈利路亚，阿门。
继续唱诗九十一首。
We will continue to sing 91.
好，请两位同工、传道同工帮忙倒背。
And so please, pastors help pouring the cup.永远
赞耶稣，我喜欢喜住你怀里，你的爱如宴席，请你微笑，耶稣，让我们人来饱尝，与你在世家带死亡，耶稣，手足中挂木伤。我主是王，我罪孽，耶稣，你血洗净我白与血，又在牵挂回死寻回我，耶稣，你爱在我身有不绝。
请端杯的圣工人员出列。
And I'd like to ask the workers to pass out the cup.
王俊旺弟兄。
Brother Bruce Wang.
叶仁志弟兄。
Brother Danny Ye.
彭天雄弟兄。
Brother Richard Hank.
梁小兰姐妹。
Brother Xiaolan Lang.
李比安娜陈姐妹。
Sister Xiaolan Lang. Sister Liliana Chen.
李娟姐妹。
Sister Li Juan.
So cool, cool.
接着我们圣餐礼就到此要来完成。
And thank God that we have completed to partaking the Holy Communion.
我们最后再来唱诗121首。
And let's sing hymn 121.
And
now we're going to make the prayer of thanksgiving.
恳求主耶稣来加添我们的力量。
And we ask Jesus to strengthen us.
回到我们的教会要能够更加的爱主。
After returning back to our local church, we will love the Lord even more.
愿主与我们同在。
And may the Lord be with us.
一起同心祷告。
Let's all kneel down, pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣圣名。